Welcome to the Dirt Show, brought to you by Napa Auto Parts, celebrating 100 years. And today we'll be joined by Hall of Fame sprint car driver Randy Smith. We will also hear from the executive director of the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum, Bob Baker, Zach Gerhart from Fairmont Raceway, and Steve from Napa Auto Parts, right after a few words from our sponsors.
It's Pete the Sauce Man here, bringing you today's weather forecast. Okay, who am I kidding? It's always barbecue weather. Whether you're cooking on your smoker, grill, or inside your kitchen, there's a 100% chance of deliciousness when you use Cookies barbecue sauces and seasoning. You can always count on our full line of Cookies products to enhance meats, main dishes, and so much more. Get recipes and join our sauce squad at cookiesbbq.com. And remember, rain or shine, it's Cookies barbecue time.
Don't miss the action at Deer Creek Speedway Saturday, May 24th. The stars and cars of the USMTS return for the annual USMTS Southern Minnesota Spring Challenge, featuring the ground-pounding USMTS Modified Touring Series, plus the USRA B-Mods and the USRA Hobby Stock Divisions. The Deer Creek Speedway annual USMTS Southern Minnesota Challenge, Saturday, May 24th. Don't miss a minute of the action. See DeerCreekSpeedway.com for more details.
When it comes to choosing your next industrial, commercial, residential, and ag electrician, choose Coles Electric. Hi, this is Steve Cole. Coles Electric offers pole setting, directional boring, underground trenching, boom truck service. We also update your lighting to new energy-efficient LEDs for years of reliability and service. Planning, design, or 24-hour service, see ColesElectric.com or call 507-451-1387.
Never know how!
Spring into action and save on select Meguiar's wash and wax products at Knapp Auto Parts. Meguiar's products give your car a showroom shine inside and out. If an oil change is in your spring maintenance lineup, save on Mobil 1 Advanced Full Synthetic Motor Oil on sale now for only $34.99 for a 5-quart jug. Give your car the spring refresh it needs with a little help from Napa. Visit your local Napa Auto Parts store or shop NapaOnline.com today. Offer valid at participating stores through April 30th or while supplies last. See store for details.
Let me tell you, friends, about our store. It's a great place we call Miner's Outdoor.
Miner's Outdoor is your family-owned club car dealer in Blooming Prairie. If you're considering a new or new-to-you golf cart or utility vehicle, stop and talk to Doug Miner today. With over 20 years in business and extensive product knowledge, we'll help you find the right golf cart or utility vehicle to fit your needs and budget. Whether you're looking to golf or just need a ride around the farm or campground, stop at Miner's today to check out your options.
Miner's Outdoor, Major Tough.
Only Powerlift has been building hydraulic doors continuously since 1992, longer than anyone else in the industry. Only Powerlift provides local manufacturing, sales, and service throughout North America, giving you confidence in knowing we will always be there when and where you need us. Only Powerlift installs each and every door, making your project hassle-free from start to finish. Only Powerlift has the best warranty in the industry, so what hydraulic door should you buy? Only Powerlift. Contact us today at 507-374-9306.
This is Justin Melky from Melky Oil Company, this region's premier BP race fuel dealer, and you're listening to the Driver Segment on The Dirt Show.
Welcome back to the Driver Segment here on The Dirt Show, and it is my pleasure today to be joined by Knoxville Raceway Hall of Fame sprint car driver Randy Smith. And Randy, like many great sprint car drivers out there, like I think of Paul Goldsmith and Jan Opperman and Shane Carson, they all got their start in motorcycles. What are your memories of racing motorcycles?
Well, I only raced motorcycles one season. It was just motocross. And that's how my father talked him into letting me drive his sprint car.
And back then, it was amazing the amount of motocross racing that was available in the Iowa area. One of the Iowa late model Hall of Fame drivers, Mike Smith, he started in motocross, and there was a lot of opportunity.
Yeah, there was plenty. It was really demanding. It taught me a lot about racing.
And how to hang on and probably not go over the handlebars, right?
Well, I didn't learn that lesson very well because I even crashed a lot after I got in race cars. So,
your dad, when you start researching your father, what an amazing man, Hank Smith, and he would take you to the sprint car races. Your dad also is a member of the Knoxville Raceway Hall of Fame and was a heck of a driver himself.
Yeah, he built his own stuff. He didn't ever win any features at Knoxville. He ended up losing an arm, actually, at Knoxville. But he just worked and worked and worked and got himself up to where he's running. Back then, it was super modified. And then he built a sprint car. He did it all with a stick welder. And he just really, really wanted to do it.
A racetrack that I never heard of before, but I ran into during my research, Mount Air Speedway.
Yep. There used to be one. It's not there anymore. It's a little quarter mile, 2 miles out of town. The Missouri boys would come up, and that's where my dad started racing. And Missouri boys would come up, and then there'd be a big fight afterwards. It was just classic country racing.
Memories of that track, what were the classes that they were racing at that time?
Well, back when he was racing, it was just jalopies. It was like 30 Fords, 30 Power Fords. Well, he had actually an old 33 Nash, I think, and they just fixed them up, put roll bars in them, and raced them.
Growing up around your dad's gas station and his sprint car racing sounds like they tried to discourage you from getting into racing, but that's tough to do when you're a kid and you see what your dad's doing.
Yeah, and well, after he lost his arm in his own car, then he owned a car. And people like Earl Wagner and Jay Woodside and a lot of those guys drove for him, and he had a lot of success in that. He won the Arizona Western World, won a car, and then they got second in the Nationals also, so had a really good success, but he did not want me to get in the car because how bad he'd got hurt. But my mother hated motorcycles, so she talked him into letting me race cars instead. So it worked out for me. And I raced his car for a year. He didn't really have much to do with it. He'd show up and help me at the track. And then after that, I just went out and got rides of my own.
And that was really a special time in my childhood, because I remember driving to the racetrack, our heads were on swivels looking behind every filling station we went by, because usually there was a race trailer, a race car sitting back there. They were working on somebody's race car. Gas stations, yep, and racing just went hand in hand back then.
Absolutely. About they all had them. I mean, they all usually had a wrecker, and they'd tow it to the track and race it. Throw it back.
During those early years of sprint cars at Knoxville, they were all non-wing cars, and you saw a lot of drivers get seriously hurt, like your dad, or even killed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the first year I won the championship, 1979, three drivers died at Knoxville just that year, and they were killing them at every track in the country. It was a time that safety equipment hadn't grown any, and the cars were going faster, and it just made for a lot of turmoil.
And with all that turmoil around you, you actually picked up your first Knoxville feature win in 1979. Memories of that win at that historic track, because the competition there is legendary.
Yeah, my biggest memory about that was I went home afterwards, and I just sat there, and I was, like, completely disappointed because I looked forward to that moment my whole life, and then it was over. And I just sat up all night and watched TV, and it was like, God, I can't believe that was all there was to it. All my life I wanted that, and now I've got it. There wasn't no parade or anything.
And you also think back on that era when you were racing. In fact, I have a couple of gentlemen coming over to look at an old steel sprint car rim I have in my garage that they want to run on the back of their car. And that rim weighs a ton. The amount of horsepower it takes just to turn those old wheels or those old chassis, it's amazing.
Well, and the tires back then, they weighed, I don't know, but they weighed 70 pounds, just a naked tire, and then you'd put a steel wheel in it. you had to be really strong just to change the damn tires on one of them, because it was a load.
You also made the Knoxville Nationals A-Main in 1979, but you were running with Hall of Famers like Rick Ferkel, Ron Schumann, Jack Hewitt, Doug Wolfgang, Jerry Stone, Steve Kinzer. What a lineup that was.
Yeah, Sammy actually got third. I got second, and Ron Schumann actually won it. Wingless sprint car, 1979.
And Ron Schumann, a lot of people forget about him, but what a great driver he was.
Oh, yeah. And what a nice guy. He's super all-around good guy.
When the wings finally came along, how did you adapt to the wing car? Was that a big change for you as a driver? Because I know a lot of the guys said they didn't even want cages when they went from the hoop to the cage because they didn't like how it took away the flex of the chassis, and I can imagine a lot of people didn't like the wings at the time.
Well, coming out of a non-wing car, and back when I was running non-wing cars, we went to the auto parts store and bought our shock absorbers. So they did nothing to help keep the tires on the ground. So most of the time, they were so easy to tip over because that wasn't very stable and tires weren't really very good. And when you got into a wing car, it pretty much held the tires on the ground. And it, after driving the kind of cars I started out in, it made you feel really secure, or it made me feel really secure in a wing car then. I just felt like it was a big advantage. Like on rough tracks and stuff, the rookies would be backing off, and hell, you'd feel like King Kong, where the car wasn't flipping when you drive through a big hole like that, and it held it down. It's all good.
What year do you feel that the tire technology caught up with the speed?
Well, it would have been early 80s. I know probably 83 or 82 or something. I was driving for Leonard McCarl, and he was good friends with Marsh Wheels. I can't think of the guy's first name. But anyway, so we tested the first bead lock because the drag tires were just coming in and coming out, and they were definitely faster than the old champ tires that we used to run. So. And then with the bead locks, you could let the air out of them and make them work out much better.
You won the track championship at Knoxville Raceway in 1979, 1983, 84, 87, 88, and 91. 6 times. Amazing. Does one of those championships stand out from the other?
Well, they all do in different ways, but in 87, I didn't have a ride, so I raced for 5 different people and won the championship.
I actually saw that statistic, 5 different cars to get the job done. What's the story behind that season?
Well, I feel like I was as good as that year driving as I ever was. I was really aggressive. I was super impatient. It's one of the reasons I didn't have a steady ride. I didn't get along with people that well. But when I got in a car, I could make it go fast. There was a couple of Saturdays I didn't even have a ride on Saturday morning. I had to call them up and talk them into letting me drive their car that night.
Well, you must have calmed down a lot, Randy, because I would never guess that meeting you in person that you were super impatient or somebody that people couldn't get along with.
Well, that's pretty much my whole racing career was like that. I was really aggressive at about everything.
So to say you were in it to win it?
Well, that's all I ever wanted to do is just win races, be a race car driver. So yeah, I just put everything I had in it all the time.
You know, when you think about it in a nutshell, you kind of got to be that way once the helmet goes on.
Well, absolutely. Especially when you was racing back when I did without wings, it was super dangerous and you had to be super pumped up just to be able to go fast.
You also ran sprint cars in 23 different states, plus Australia and Canada. So you weren't just racing locally. Talk about some of those trips to Australia and Canada.
Well, Australia was pretty amazing just because the Australians themselves are amazing. We were partying every night and having Barbies. And the race itself, the reason I went down there the first time was that was the year Australia won the America's Cup, and they were going to hold that yacht race in Perth during the 87. It was during February, I think, what the actual race was. So they brought 10 drivers from the U.S., 10 drivers from, I don't know how many were there, from South Africa, and you know, there were some Kiwis there, Canadians, and they brought everybody all over the world to have what they called a world championship. And I just was one of the 10 drivers that got chose to go down there, go for Bob Trossel down there. And Jeff Gordon was one, and Danny Lasowski was one, and I can't remember all the 10. Jimmy Sills, I think, was one. Yep. But it was a lot of fun. It never really caught on as a world championship. I think that was the only year they did that. But good time.
I read some stories about midget driver Bob Tattersall, who went down there, and those Australian fans were crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, the whole country is just fun-loving, crazy people. We had fun with it because of my first name. Every time they'd announce me at a track, the crowd would just laugh like crazy.
What was it about your first name?
Randy. Haven't you seen that movie?
No.
Randy means horny in like Britain and Australia. And so they would just go crazy. And we had our kids there at the time. Connie said, they asked her the first night, why do they laugh when they say dad's name? But it has a different meaning in those countries.
Oh my goodness. I never thought of that or never knew it. That is a funny story.
Yeah, I think Jack Hewitt got out one time and said, hey, thanks to my fans for rooting for me. Well, rooting is another thing that has a different meaning down there. So it's just all fun.
When you are running all of those races in all of those different states and countries, you have to have a very supportive family.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we took our kids with us all the time. When we were traveling around this country, we'd got motorhomes and we'd travel around, and Connie would homeschool them. And it was just it was a family thing. Even when our son was a senior, he decided he wanted a mechanic. Well, I just thought, well, hell, I'll just buy my own car. So we bought our own car, and it was just a family thing, and we raced like that. And had pretty good success. The four of us went to Beatrice in the NCRA, I think is what they call that outfit, out of Texas. But lots of really good drivers. And Christy was in charge of putting fuel in, our daughter, and Connie just did everything. She picked mud off the car, and Chad was the mechanic, and we actually kicked their butts that one particular night. So that was a lot of fun.
During your career, you drove for 35 different car owners, including Bob Trossel. Who were some of your favorite car owners, and why?
Well, that's a hard question. Well, Leonard, I guess we had a lot of fun. They took me a lot of different places. I don't know. I got along with all of them when I was, but when things weren't going quite right, that's when I'd usually quit, which I know is a horrible thing to say, but it's true. But I'm still friends with all of them today. I mean, it's no big deal. Phil Durst was really good to me. And when I drove for Cahill, it was a lot of fun because he had a jet, and he'd just jet us everywhere. We didn't have to drive to the tracks.
You retired in 1997. What was your mindset at that time? Because it was like you were still in your prime.
I herniated 3 discs in my neck, and pretty well ended my career. So I just had to call it quits. And that was actually the first year we had our first grandchild. So my wife wasn't crazy about me getting back in one after I got hurt that bad. But that was always part of it.
Well, the Knoxville Raceway didn't wait long to let you know how much you meant to them. You were inducted into the Knoxville Raceway Hall of Fame in 1998. What did that mean to you, especially with your father already being inducted into the Knoxville Raceway Hall of Fame?
Well, that just was really cool. I mean, it was just, yeah, like I said, that's all I ever wanted to do is just be a race car driver. And when somebody acknowledges that you were a pretty good race car driver, it just makes you feel great. And Knoxville, like, is basically always my home track. That's where I started, and that's where my dad raced, and it just meant a lot.
You also went into the Knoxville Raceway Hall of Fame in 1998 with another pretty tough competitor, Doug Wolfgang.
I was glad about that because he did all the talking. You still there?
That's funny, Randy.
Well, it's true. They handed him the mic first thing, and he talked and talked and talked, and then there wasn't time for anybody else, so it was perfect.
You came out of retirement after 11 years to win the 16th annual Masters Classic. That is an amazing accomplishment to me, because after 11 years to be able to jump back in a car and just do it, that is pretty awesome.
It was fun, and the reason is because the advance in all the equipment, that car, Dwight Snodgrass owned it, and it drove so easy, I couldn't believe how easy and stable and everything, and I was just amazed. And like I said when I got it, I said, my grandma could have won that in that car, because it was just so much better than, like, the shocks I'd always run, and I don't know what all the difference was, but he had an amazing car, and I think we were even quick time and started sixth in the feature and come up through him. And the people we're racing against were all over 50, but most of them were still very active. And the other thing would have been the seat, because with my herniated disc in my neck, I would have never been able to do that with a regular old Tyson seat. But now they've got them headrests, and you don't even have to hold your head up. It's just so much better.
And speaking of your neck, what was your wife's reaction when that call came in and somebody said, hey, you want to come drive the Masters Classic?
Well, we were actually out with Dwight and his wife having Mexican food, drinking margaritas in Indianola, and he said, hey, let's go to the race car shop. And so we just went there, and we were just looking at his car, and he says, you want to get in it? And I said, oh, yeah. So I was getting in it, and I was like, God, this feels good. And I was a little bit under the influence, and he says, so, will you drive it? I said, sure. So that's how that happened.
Another amazing statistic is that in 2010, you got a 305 feature win at historic Knoxville Raceway, and that puts you in a very special group. Five different decades you won features at Knoxville Raceway.
Yep, it did. I was very proud of that. I was planning on coming back in 2020, trying to get another one, but with COVID and all that crap, we didn't do it. And I don't think my wife would like that a bit.
No, I don't think so either. You are eighth on the all-time win list at Knoxville Raceway with 35, right ahead of Jerry Blundy and right behind Earl Wagner. What does Knoxville Raceway mean to you?
Well, to me, it's everything. Like I said, ever since the first time I went there, that's all I ever wanted to do is just race on that track and win at that place. And I seen how hard and how bad my dad wanted to, and he wasn't able to. So it just meant the world to me when I finally got some success there.
Mount Air, Iowa, population 1626. From the fast lane of sprint car racing to the quiet countryside of Iowa, what have you been doing since you retired?
Well, after I retired, I got into the car wash business, and we used to build some of that equipment and run some car washes. And I don't know, we had a drilling rig for a while, and well, the time I was racing, we bought farms, so we started farming too. So I don't know, just whatever it took to keep me busy and keep my wife shopping.
And now you're clipping palmettos in Florida.
Yeah. Yeah, the pygmy trees are a little tough. But yeah, that's what I'm doing now to keep busy. We go on a lot of cruises and we do a lot of messing around that way. But retirement's good.
Randy, we got to talk with you at the Iowa Hall of Fame and Racing Museum banquet. You were inducted in 2024. What an honor, and what a great group of people involved with that.
Absolutely. That was so much fun. When Marty called me, I was really excited that I was going to get to do that. I just disappointed myself with my lack of ability to do any public speaking. But other than that, it was great. So many good people there, too.
Well, Randy, going through your career, what an amazing career in sprint cars. And I tell you what, I am so glad that when I called you, that you agreed to do a little public speaking, because some great racing history. And thank you so much for your time and for being with us here on the Dirt Show today.
Well, I really appreciate you calling, and thank you.
Now's the perfect time to schedule that spring chemical application, lawn aeration, or landscape project. Book your annual chemical and fertilizer applications for the entire season and get a discount today. Wolf & Sons Yard Service also provides spring yard waste cleanup to get those branches and leaves off your grass for a beautiful lawn this season. Contact Wolf & Sons today at 455-3524. That's Wolf & Sons, 455-3524.
Foamcraft Packaging is a small family-owned company and has been in business since 1988. Hi, I'm Donna Ayers, and I own Foamcraft along with my husband, Bob. We specialize in quality, affordable, custom foam and wood packaging. Let our professional staff of designers, engineers, and manufacturers create a packaging solution that fits your needs and budget. Located at 400 Alexander Drive in Owatonna, Minnesota. Give us a call at 507-455-2893. Look us up at foamcraftpackaging.com.
Since 1997, Weir's Machine has been innovating the finest products in the racing industry. We also manufacture the Ultra Force Load Machines and develop the Ultra Force Suspension Software, which allows you to take your program to the next level. Be sure to check out the all-new Circle Track app, your ultimate go-to spot for race team information. Keep track of your maintenance schedule, parts list, car setups, and more. Proudly made in the USA, champions across the country choose Weir's Machine, Ultra Force, and the Circle Track app to take them to victory lane. Shop now at weirsmachine.com, ultraforcetech.com, and the all-new circletrackapp.com. Follow us on all of our social media platforms at Weir's Machine.
Does your car suffer from rough idling and stalling? Does it hesitate when you take off from the traffic light? If it does, it could be due to dirty fuel injectors. Clean your car's fuel injection system with Justice Brothers Fuel Injection System Cleaner. It cleans the important parts of your fuel system and helps to restore normal operation. And it's guaranteed to satisfy or your money back. Available wherever fine automotive products are sold.
See our display at Runnings.
Tell them Ed Justice Jr. sent you.
Era Race Wheels is a leading manufacturer of high-quality steel racing wheels for both dirt and asphalt racing. Era Racing Wheels are built right here in North Iowa. This U.S. company's premium race wheels have been designed to put drivers on the top of the podiums for over 25 years. If you want to run with the winners, see AeroRaceWheels.com or call 888-895-2376 today.
Midwest Collision.
Dedication to excellence. That's what sets Midwest Collision of Faribault apart from other collision repair shops. Bob and his staff at Midwest Collision will spend as much time as it takes on your vehicle to guarantee it leaves the shop looking and operating as good as new. Contact Midwest Collision today at 507-332-2434.
Midwest Collision. You bend them, we bend them.
Welcome back to the sponsor segment here on The Dirt Show, and it is always a pleasure to be joined by Bob Baker, Executive Director of the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum in Knoxville, Iowa. And Bob, you are kicking off things in a big way Thursday afternoon, April 17th at 2 p.m., the grand opening of the brand new Sweet Tower, followed by World of Outlaw practice night, and then into two nights of World Outlaw racing at the track.
We are, Clayne. We are. Thank you for having us on the show. It's always good to be on the Dirt Show, and you hit it right on the head. That's what's coming up is our grand opening for the Dennis Albaugh Sweet Tower on Thursday, and everybody's invited Thursday, April 17th at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. We'll have a ribbon cutting. We'll have Dennis say a few words, and we'll go up to the second floor and enjoy some nice finger foods and desserts and things up there. So that's going to be fun, and then we'll have practice that Thursday night here for the World of Outlaw teams at Knoxville Raceway, and then the two-day Friday, Saturday night World of Outlaw Sprint Car races. So it'll be three big days here in Knoxville for us.
And then, as always, the highly anticipated season opener Saturday night, April 26th, and that's when life gets back to normal in Knoxville, Iowa.
It sure does. That starts our stretch of Saturday night races for the entire season, which pretty much ends for the sprint cars with the Knoxville Nationals. And this year, that will be August the 6th through the 9th. And the tracks told us and the fair board and everybody that tickets are well above last year's pace for ticket sales for this year's Knoxville Nationals. It's interesting that this will be the 64th Knoxville Nationals, and next year will be the 65th Knoxville Nationals. So the fair board and the track have agreed to pay the winner, I think it's $195,000 to win this year, and then $200,000 to win next year for the 65th Knoxville Nationals. So there's going to be some big paying races coming up.
Tickets are going fast. I know the last couple of years it's been a sold-out show. So if you have ideas of going to the Knoxville Nationals, now would be the time to make your plans.
It sure would. You know, we have our second floor here that we've sold out for, I think, like the last 8 or 9 years, and we're very fortunate with the new Dennis Albaugh Sweet Tower. We'll have an additional 80 second floor passes to sell for the Knoxville Nationals. So those are going to be gobbled up pretty fast, I think, as soon as people see that the building is up and in operation here in 3.5 weeks. And we're looking forward to having some extra people with us here in turn two for this year's Nationals.
One event on the schedule that we're always excited about and already have our hotel rooms and our tickets is the two-day Corn Belt Nationals, May 30th and 31st. We come down Friday for the races, enjoy the stuff going on at the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum, and then on day two, on Saturday, we attend the banquet, which is always a sold-out event and awesome, so I would recommend getting your tickets now, and then stay for night two of the races.
You know, we're going to have a wonderful induction banquet this year on that Saturday, the 31st of May. It's at 12 o'clock in the afternoon, right behind the racetrack at Dyer Hudson Hall here on the fairgrounds. And we've got 8 inductees. I just wanted to take a minute to mention their names. We've got Craig Delansky will be inducted, Damian Gardner, Todd Schaefer, all familiar sprint car drivers that people listening to your show probably have heard their names or watched them race before, Davey Brown Jr., engine builder Don Ott, World of Outlaw competition director Carlton Reamer, Steve Sinclair with the IRA, and Kenny Greitz will all be inducted on that Saturday, May 31st. And also one of our longtime past inductees is going to join us. Johnny Rutherford will be here for the induction banquet on that weekend. So we're excited to have Johnny and all the past inductees with us to get these 8 new inductees inducted.
And on today's opening Dirt Show of Season 18 for 2025, we are joined by Knoxville Raceway Hall of Fame driver Randy Smith and the reverence that drivers talk about Knoxville Raceway. Not only does it have a huge impact on the drivers, but the fans as well. I don't know what it is about that place, but once you go there, it just grabs a hold of you and you want to get back there.
It really does. You know, as a youngster, I watched Randy Smith race here, and now that Randy has retired from racing, him and his wife Connie come and watch the races with us up in the suites here in turn two, every Saturday night, and they don't miss a night of racing. You know, and they feel the same way we do. It's the best sprint car racing in the country. Three classes of sprint cars. There's no other cars on the track on Saturday nights except for the sprint cars, the 410 sprint cars, the 360s, and then the Pace Pro Sprints, which are the engines that are all sealed, basically the same engine for everybody, the crate-type engines. So usually we have 70 to 90 sprint cars every Saturday night here, and a great show usually is over at a reasonable time. Get people, you know, home on Saturday night before Sunday morning. So we're looking for a great season.
Bob, we do want to make people aware that there is going to be a detour this year when you're making your trip to Knoxville.
Yes, if you're coming south on Highway 14 to get to Knoxville Raceway or the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum, the one-mile bridge over the Des Moines River will be closed for most of this year until November. I think it's going to close on April 6th or 7th, so race fans, teams, other people coming to Knoxville Raceway will need to take a detour around Pella to get to the racetrack this year because they will be resurfacing and working on the infrastructure on that one-mile bridge to keep it safe for all of us.
Bob, we will have you back on the show throughout the season, keeping people updated about everything going on at Knoxville Raceway. If they'd like to find out more about the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum, find out about the bookstore and gift shop, or have any questions about the floor display or other events going on at the museum, what's the best way to do that, Bob?
You can always find us online at SprintCarHOF. That's short for Sprint Car Hall of Fame, SprintCarHOF.com, or you can call us. We have a toll-free number, which is 1-800-874-4488. Also, we have an online store for all the books and everything in our store. If you want to do some shopping late at night, just go to SprintCarStuff.com, and you can see everything that we have in the store all online with the pricing and everything you need to get something shipped the next day for you.
Bob, I know spring has arrived when I get to interview you for the upcoming show, and thank you so much for being with us here on the Dirt Show today.
Thank you, Clayton. I was just thinking before you called, I wondered how many years we've been doing this. It's been quite a while we've been doing these shows.
It has been quite a while, and it's been a whole lot of fun.
Well, thank you so much for having us on the show, and I hope your listeners will make it down to our grand opening on April 17th and then take in the World of Outlaws with us here April 18th and 19th in Knoxville.
Batwing Chassis began like many other famous racing entities with a simple premise: good friends and fast cars. It started with a group of friends racing their custom-built mini race cars on a homemade dirt track in southern Minnesota. The Mid-Mods were generating interest as a fun entry-level race car that was affordable. In 2010, Nathan Kilwine founded Batwing Chassis. Today, Batwing Chassis continues to build custom Outlaw mini mods as the Black Iron MFG Outlaw mini mod series adds more drivers and fans every season. Batwing Chassis. Fast, affordable fun. See batwingchassis.com.
You don't have to choose between comfort and capability when you're behind the wheel of a 2025 Honda Pioneer 704. Rugged and reliable, it delivers the power you need on the job, the smooth shifting you want on the trail. And with Honda's exclusive quick flip seating, you get the versatility of seating four passengers or stowing the back seats for a full cargo bed. See the latest Honda Pioneer 704 today at Trimble's Cycle Center in Austin. For your safety, read the owner's manual, wear a helmet and eye protection, close side nets and doors, and always wear seatbelts. Honda side-by-sides are for riders 16 years and older. Trimble's Cycle Center in Austin, USA's second oldest Honda dealer.
Racers Cole and Kyron Anderson want to provide outstanding products for their customers at Anderson Enterprises. With their new 10-color screen printer, your t-shirt, sweatshirts, tank tops, and vests will stand out from the rest. Anderson Enterprises also provides embroidery on sweatshirts, jackets, beanies, baseball caps, blankets, and more. Mention this Dirt Show ad and receive 10% off your next order. Contact Anderson Enterprises in La Center at 507-351-9244 or andersonenterprises.net. Set yourself apart from the rest.
As you stop the throttle to the floor, you want quick response and a burst of power. Hi, this is Corey from Byers Engine Service. Since 1975, our staff here at Byers Engine Service has been supplying hot rodders, drag racers, and circle track cars with the power and dependability they need at an affordable price. When you consider your next engine build, consider Byers. BESPerformance.com. No gimmicks, just horsepower.
Welcome back here on The Dirt Show, and I am joined by Zach Gerhart, the promoter at Fairmont Raceway. And Zach, you already kicked off the season with a preseason pit stop powered by Fairmont Ford. What a great event for the drivers and fans, and what a great way to promote one of your track sponsors.
It was, I don't even know how to describe it. It was a grand slam for my first year. We had over 150 people in attendance. We had 15 cars and a go-kart show up. We had cars as far as Sioux City, Iowa pop up for the show. So I'm excited to do it again next year. Still getting people raving today on how great of a turnout it was and how appreciative of Fairmont Ford they were for allowing us to be inside their service bay.
The season kicks off with a really cool event, the Ironman Stock Cars. And for those who have not seen stock cars roar around Fairmont Raceway, it is a sight to behold.
Fairmont holds true to the idea that it is the fastest racetrack in the upper Midwest. Even some of the USMTS drivers had that. Given the caliber of stock car guys that are going to follow that series this year, it should be some edge-of-your-seat racing. I'm excited for that to come back. Look to see 30 stock cars or so in attendance that night.
Zach, you really do a good job of rebuilding racing, and that's where the new Crown Vic class comes in.
Yeah, I don't want to take full credit for the Crown Vic stuff. It started down south, and it's making its way north. We are getting a lot of positive input on that. I'm thinking we'll see 6 to 10 cars weekly this year, but I don't think it'll take long for that to build to 12 to 15 cars as the year goes on. If you're not familiar with the Crown Vic class, the Ford 4.6 liter class, essentially all 4.6 Ford cars are allowed in that class. They're readily available, and they're fairly inexpensive to build. I'm excited to get something back that is a true entry-level class. And when there's a new class, there's a learning curve to it. So that should help get younger interest back to the racetrack and really grow local car counts and local enthusiasts.
You also do a great job every year of showcasing each class. May 16th is the Clash of the Tuners, May 30th, B-Mod Battle, and June 13th, a Hobby Stock Show. What a great way to showcase each and every one of those drivers.
Yeah, the five races really highlight three of our six classes. Put some extra money on the line for those classes, for those drivers. And we can't do it without sponsor support. So drivers, spectators, when you're seeing the flyers for these events, make sure you're giving a shout out, giving a like to their social media pages for those sponsor names that are there. And that doesn't just go for the Fairmont Racetrack, all racetracks in general. It used to be there was enough race cars to keep a racetrack afloat. Anymore, it's all based on the sponsors. Clash of the Tuners, the USRA Tuners, will see triple pay for the night. My B-Mod Battle is $1,500 to win. And there's some other racetracks that are racing that weekend that'll have good money on the line. So B-Mods can really travel around for that. Hobby Stocks have the same purse for the scuffle, $1,500 to win, $175 to start. Again, should be some great action-packed events.
The USMTS return to Fairmont Raceway on Thursday, July 17th. And again, they will be turning some track record-style laps.
I believe, so I did some math last year after the USMTS show. The average lap speed for a USMTS car in Fairmont was 95 mile an hour. The next week, I believe they went to Wheatland to race. They were running 68 mile an hour, 27 mile an hour faster in Fairmont than most of the tracks that they race at. So if you want to see modified, then you want to see them go fast. There's only one place to see that, and that's Fairmont.
Last year, the inaugural event was a huge success. August 8th, the second annual Dwayne Hansen Memorial with the Northern Lights Modifieds. That's going to be one heck of a show.
It should be, I've got some real good interest and some sponsorship there to help with that package. Northern Lights being a new Northern Modified series that is essentially owned and operated by Racing Dirt. So all of those races will be streamed if you can't be in attendance, but we'd rather see you in the grandstands for it. I think that series is really going to have a good turnout at most of their shows. USMTS is off that week, so I look for a lot of the high-caliber drivers to be in attendance.
You end the season with two awesome shows, August 15th, the Martin County Fair races. Fair races are always great. And then the Tri-State Late Models return on season championship night on August 22nd. And I always tell people, do not sit on your hands. We wait all winter for races, and May through August, August will be here before we know it, and then you start getting limited places you can go watch races, so get out to Fairmont Raceway and enjoy the races.
The season definitely becomes a blur once it kicks off. Before you know it, you're wrapping it up and planning next year, and I don't think I could put it any better than don't sit on your hands. Get out here and attend these events, support your local racetracks. The Tri-State Late Model has done the Traveling Late Model Series for our area has grown exponentially. They were very South Dakota, Nebraska driven in their earlier years. They're moving east and they're picking up a lot of local talent out of the Worthington and Jackson area. We have five local drivers that are in late models now, names that everybody will notice. Jeffrey and Dustin Larson are joining the series. Luke Sadoff is joining the series, or been a part of the series, rather. Ben Chakuski has got a car there. So a lot of local guys stepping into late models to race with the Tri-State Series, which just makes that race that much better when it comes to Fairmont. The closer those cars are to us, the better the turnout we're going to see. And if Fairmont's good for modified racing, it's even better for late model racing.
Zach, thanks for all you do. Thanks for all you do for racing. And how can they find out more about Fairmont Raceway?
Follow our website or go onto our website, fmtraceway.com. Schedule is posted. There's certain news outlets, merchandise to be bought there. Give us a like on Facebook at Fairmont Raceway. And, of course, follow all Dirt Track Racing MRP. My Race Pass app is free to you. As a spectator, they do have a paid service that gives you a few extra features, but you can follow all of your local dirt tracks on My Race Pass, including Fairmont. Subscribe to the push notifications and you'll stay up to date with all schedule updates and changes.
And please remember to support each and every one of the Dirt Track Racing sponsors. And Zach, thank you so much for being with us here on the Dirt Show today.
We appreciate you, Clayton. Enjoy the racing season.
Hey, what are you doing?
Just watching Shevlin Enterprises picking up our trash.
That was a great decision to switch to Shevlin Enterprises.
Yes, it was. Great price, great service, locally owned and operated. And remember that spring garage clean out?
Yeah, two full dumpsters and they took care of it all.
I wish every decision was as easy as Shevlin Enterprises.
Amen to that.
Contact Shevlin Enterprises today at 507-214-8727.
Partnering with hog and cattle producers throughout the United States, Altenburg Construction has over 30 years of experience in the slat replacement business. Altenburg Construction uses a custom wash bay to ensure biosecurity for your herd. Whether you need an entire site or a single slat, stop into one of their three locations in Louisville, Minnesota, and Ziering in Washington, Iowa, and ask about their five-day guarantee, or call 888-435-2210 or see altenburgconstruction.com.
Bulldog Coatings, let Bulldog protect and restore your floors. Transform your old garage floor with a local family-owned Bulldog Pros. Beautiful coatings, longevity, trust the experts, we make it so easy. Affordable solutions, you can't go wrong. See BulldogCoatingsMN.com. Bulldog Coatings, let Bulldog protect and restore your floors.
Donors Lake Karting Facility began operation in 2008. This beautiful 10th mile clay oval is nestled in the countryside outside of Janesville. Seven classes of karts race Sundays with hot laps starting at noon and racing to follow. Spectating is always free. Bring your bag chairs or sit in the stands. Toners Lake Karting is located at 8747 415th Avenue in Janesville. See tonerslakekarting.org for more information. Toners Lake Karting, dirt oval karting at its finest.
In the United States, more than 150 million tons of steel are recycled annually. Millions of tires and approximately 160 million car batteries. Since 1972, Minnesota Auto Parts has been a part of that recycling effort. This is Jim Miskin from Miskin Auto Parts. We have also helped to provide customers with quality, reusable parts locally and throughout the region with our daily shipping program. Give us a call at Miskin Auto Parts today for quality used parts, 507-684-2100. Recycle we must, and in God we trust.
Welcome back to our special segment here on The Dirt Show, and I am joined by Steve from the Napa Star Group stores. And Steve, it's that time of year again. Springtime is here, and it's time to change those filters and get things ready for the spring and summer season ahead. Whether it's a road grader all the way down to a filter for your push mower, Napa has the filters, and they have high-quality filters.
You bet we do. We've got a wide selection of the filters for car, automotive, light truck, heavy truck, tractor. If we don't have it, it's available pretty quickly. And all these filters meet or exceed the OE specs. So it's a filter you'll want on your machine or equipment and still be assured that you've got the high-quality filter to do the job.
The other thing that always impresses me is when I'm in the store and you walk down the aisle of greases, lubricants, and additives to get these weed whips, mowers, and saws ready for a long season of work ahead. You have it right there on the shelf.
Yes, we do. We've got those, like you said, the oils and greases, and when you get into the bigger equipment, the antifreezes, there's a number of different antifreezes out there now. It's not just green anymore, so there's a lot of those to pick from, and we've got the information to get you the right antifreeze. And like you said, the other things for lawnmowers and oils. The oils are different too. So we've got that information really to help you out and get the right thing to get your job done.
Napa has car wash kits, garden hose brushes and scrubbers for the campers and boats. You have a full line of cleaning products, waxes, leather and rubber cleaner.
Yeah, we do. And a lot of those things are on sale through the season now, along with the wipers and things like that that you need to see clearly as you drive through the heavy rains that are coming too.
And another thing you mentioned off the air, trailers and towing. Make sure your brake lights are working. Make sure your wheel bearings and your boat trailers are ready to go. And just make sure everything on those trailers is up for the towing season. If not, you've got a full line of towing equipment at Napa.
We do. We do towing equipment and the brakes for trailers too. Those that have the brakes, we've got those available. The magnets for the electric brakes, the controllers. Everything you need to do for towing, tie downs, like you said, lighting, we've got it.
Napa stores across Minnesota are geared up with products the farmers are going to need to get those crops in the field, and they can also make a hydraulic hose right in the store and get you back out and going.
Yep, that is one of our fortes, to make those hydraulic hoses. We do carry the Weatherhead line of hose and fittings, and we can put together the right hose for your application.
Steve, this year is the 100th anniversary of Napa. Congratulations on 100 years and having some great stores around the area to provide customers with long-time service.
Yes, it is. It's 100 years, and I've been around for 50 of it, so it's kind of fun to see it grow from where it was to where it is today.
Congratulations on 50 years, and thanks for being with us here on The Dirt Show today.
Thank you, Tony.
VP Racing Fuels is proud to be recognized as a world leader in race fuel technology. VP's fuels have a well-deserved reputation for power and consistency, winning championships in every form of motorsports for more than 40 years. Whether sportsman or pro, methanol or gasoline, VP has a fuel to ensure optimum performance for your application. See the full line of VP's high-performance products online at vpracingfuels.com. At VP Racing Fuels, our passion is your performance.
With 40 years of experience producing quality racing components, Kevco Racing Products is excited to unveil the new Kevco Drive Shaft. Kevco Drive Shafts are 100% American-made in the USA with USA-sourced materials. All drive shafts are meticulously hand-built and balanced on our new Superior Drive Line Shaftmaster machine. Kevco Drive Shafts has the ability to custom-build any length drive shaft in mild steel, chrome moly, aluminum, or carbon fiber. Call them today, 800-770-3557, or online at kevcoracing.com.
Extreme! Extreme! Powder coated!
Why choose powder coating over liquid paint finishes? Maximum durability. Extreme powder coating offers a scientific process that uses electricity and heat to bake the colorful finish deep into your product. Extreme can deliver media blasting, impact-resistant epoxy primers, and durable powder coat applications to meet your needs. Custom colors and exhaust coatings are available also. Visit ExtremePowderCoating.net for more information. When you need a trailer, you want selection, service, and someone who will be there after the sale. Zach's Sales and Service in Sherburn is this region's leader in quality trailers. From H&H, Aluma, Mission, and Easy Hauler. Whether you need a utility, enclosed, dump, flatbed, or tilt trailer, Zach's Sales and Service has over 300 trailers on the ground and ready for delivery today. Contact Zach's Sales and Service today at 507-764-2299 or see zachstrailersales.com, where service is right in their name.
Hi, this is Harvey West, and you've been listening to The Dirt Show. See you at the races.